The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. The alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, p, rho, sigma, tau, upsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. This is the present active indicative verb chant, the extended form, with explanations. Luo, first person, I loose. Luace, second person, you singular, loose. Lue, third person singular, he, she, it looses. Luomen, first person plural, we loose. Luete, second person plural, you all loose. Luusi, third person plural, they loose. Now, let's just say the chant by itself, without the explanations. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. Once again. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. Once again. Luo, lueis, lue, luomen, luete, luusi. This is chant number 2, the 212 nouns, with explanation. Logos. Nominative singular when it's the subject of the sentence. Logu. Genitive singular of a word. Logo. Dative singular, 2x4 at with a word. Logon. Word as the object of the sentence. Logoi, nominative plural, words as the subject of the sentence. Logon, genitive plural, of words. Logois, the dative plural, could be either 2x4 at with words. And finally, logus, the accusative plural, words, when it's used as the object of the sentence. Now the first declension noun, graphe, which is a feminine form. Graphe, nominative singular, when it's used as the subject of the sentence. Graphes, the genitive singular, of a writing. Graphe, the dative singular, 2x4 at with a writing. Graphein, accusative singular, writing when it's the object of the sentence. Graphi, nominative plural, feminine, when it's the subject of the sentence. Graphon, genitive plural, of writings. Graphice, dative plural, can be either 2x4 at with writings. And graphos, the accusative plural, when it's used as the object of the sentence, writings. Now back to the second declension, neuters. Hieron is the nominative singular when it's used as the subject of the sentence, temple. Hieru, genitive singular, of a temple. Hiero, the dative singular, could be either 2x4 at with a temple. Hieron, the accusative singular, when it's used as the object of the sentence. Hiera, the nominative singular, when it's used as the subject of the sentence, temples. Hieron, genitive plural, of temples. Hierois, 2x4 add with temples, the dative plural. Hiera, accusative plural, temples as the object of the sentence. And now we'll say them three times, the chant without explanation, just the straight chant. Logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. Once again, logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. And now a third time. Logos, logu, logo, logon, logoi, logon, logois, logus. Graphe, graphes, graphe, graphane, graphi, graphone, graphice, graphas. Hieron, hieru, hiero, hieron, hiera, hieron, hierois, hiera. Chant number 3, 11 prepositional moves. The first preposition, you pat yourself on the head. Epi means on. Then you draw a circle with your index finger around your face. That's peri. It means around. Pros, you take your left hand and come at your body with your index finger pointing out, is to, means to. Pros. Ace means into, and so you take your index finger into where your body is. Ace is into. Then dia means through, and so you take your hand from the lower left up to the upper right and go through your body with your finger. That's dia, through. N is in, and so you kind of hold your hand below and above in your chest, and basically that's in, N. Ek means out of, and so you take your finger and you go out of. Now with your right hand going out of from the inside, ek, out of. Apo means from, and so you move your hand again further out with the apo meaning from. Kata, you push your hand downward motion, and that means against. Then you lift your arm up like you're putting it around a buddy, and that's sun, means with. And then you take your, that's your right hand, and then you put your other arm up in the air around like the shoulder of a person on your left side, and that's mata, and that means with. So the prepositional moves are, and the goes as the following, and you should actually do these as motions, epi, peri, pros, ace, dia, en, ek, apo, kata, sun, mata. And one more time. Epi, peri, pros, ace, dia, en, ek, apo, kata, sun, mata. And a final time. Epi, peri, pros, ace, dia, en, ek, apo, kata, sun, mata. Fourth chant, present active indicative of the ami or is verb. Ami, first person, I am. A, second person, singular, you are. Estin, third person singular, he, she, it is. First person plural, es men, we are. Este, second person plural, you are or y'all are. Acin, third person plural, they are. And now we'll just say the chant through three times without explanation, just the chant. Ami, a, estin, esmen, este, acin. Once again. Ami, a, estin, esmen, este, acin. And now a third time. Ami, a, estin, esmen, este, acin.